bring you here?
They got the attention. I think they really liked my personality, that kind of thing. They found me a really likable guy. And then, of course, my statistics, and they came watch me kick in practice. And actually ended up getting the invite 26, the day after Christmas. My mom got it, and she tried calling me, and she was kind of freaking out a little bit. And she had to actually call me back and let me know because she was too excited.
Your last name a little appealing as well?
Yeah, it is. I get that a lot, actually.
What is the longest field goal you've made in your career?
In a game, 55. In practice, 75.
How windy was it in the 75? Or were you up a mountain?
It was pretty windy, but 75. It was a good kick. Yeah, it is. It's hitting me pretty good, but it's going to be the time of a lifetime so far. It's been fun. I mean, even the medical exams they've been fun. I mean, it's the medical exams we get are nothing compared to what we just got here. You know. Nah, not really, but just the whole process is still. It's just been fun. It's exciting.
Who recruited you out of high school? Anybody besides?
I had Northwestern, Northern, and U of I recruiting me, but my credentials weren't what they're, you know, they wanted me to walk on, and my mom and dad didn't have the money for me to walk on first year, and my brother's best friend actually played at the school I go to, and he was telling me about their business program, and if I was actually graduate with their stamp on my resume, I'd get a job, so that was one of the main focus points.
What's your fallback plan if this doesn't work out?
There's a lot of business owning in my family. I'm hoping to run a business sometime. If this doesn't work out.
Get your degree?
Not yet. I am 9 credits short after this semester.
What's your major?
Business management.
Did you consider transferring as your career took off as a kicker into Division I, Division II school or something?
No, actually not, because I played baseball there also, and being able to play both in college was always my dream, and they let me do it. And I knew that the school was a great educational school. I mean, it's a very expensive school to go to, so I was going to stick it out no matter what.
What position you play baseball?
Closer.
And how'd you do stat-wise?
Pretty decent. I actually came in as a third baseman pitcher, and then I ended up taking middle relief my sophomore year and then closed my junior year. I had a pretty good season. I ended up getting hurt for a couple weeks, but stats weren't the best, but I showed up when I had to.
No senior year?
No.
No.
Being the closer, kind of similar to being the kicker. I mean, you're the guy that has to go out there and finish the job off.
Exactly. Yeah, I like having the limited opportunities type. You know, it's not like a quarterback. He gets to come out and throw, you know, 20 more passes in a game. You get an inning at most in baseball and maybe 2 field goals a game. So it's always pressure situations. It's always been my thing.
What do you clock on the radar in the baseball?
I've topped out at about 88.
What's your agent?
Frank Murtha. Murtha.
You get a lot of attention back when the first guy here.
Oh yeah, a lot of attention. It's been real fun back at school. Even in classes, teachers are like, "Oh man, you know, you're the kicker that's going to the combine." And yeah, you know, but yeah, it's been great. Oh yeah, it's a small school, so everybody knows everybody. It's kind of like just a big high school. So I mean, yeah, I know pretty much everybody that you see.
It was a special time for all of us. Certainly a special time for everybody here in Buffalo. Just because you're Marv, and everybody in Buffalo knows Marv.
I think it's going to be real important in the end. Hopefully it all works out real well, and I'll be able to, you know, make my dream come true.
Head up the group again. It was a real thrill for everybody, and particularly for me,
Hopefully I can impress him on every aspect of my kicking. I mean, I'm going to do the punting also. So, I mean, I was All-American punter this year, which was pretty exciting. So I was hoping that just me kicking and the personality and the character that I have will get me there.
When did that become more important than Gross?
When we got our new coach, he's a big stat freak, and he ended up he taught me a lot of positioning, a lot of this is why we're pooch, because I had 20 pooches out of our 87 kickoffs this year, which led to almost zero returns when I did pooch the ball. We had almost 20 fair catches this year, and it was Coach Slovic, my special teams coach, is the one that ended up bringing that in.
This year that you?
Oh no, this has been the last 3 years.
In high school, that was just kick as far as you can.
Yeah, kick it as far as you can, as high as you can, yes.
How many kicks have been returned against you?
The touchdowns, 2 in 4 years.
How many kicks have you had?
Field goal wise, I've only had, the last 2 years I've had zero. I have actually only had, I believe, two in 4 years.
A lot of the, also. All the things he's still going to be handling
so
now.
Hanson from the Lions. He's been there for a really long time. I hope I can have a real career like that. That'd be great.
Where is Sandy?
It's on the south side of Chicago on 103rd and Pulaski.
Okay. Well, where are you from originally?
Wilmington. It's about an hour south from there.
From Milwaukee. So, what are the challenges you face coming out of a small school? Does it matter? I mean, guys, are scouts going to find you wherever you are? What are the challenges you face?
Well, I didn't think that I would get as much as attention I did. I ended up having 23 teams out of the 32 come out and see me in practice and stuff this year, and I was surprised by that. I had a guy come first week of doubles. I think it was the second day, and it was real exciting. And I mean, being a kicker, it's not, you know, it's not like being a running back. You know, it's not, you're not going to be, you know, running at a different level. Kicking's kicking. If you can kick the ball through the uprights, they're going to want you.
How do I pronounce your last name?
Longest.
That's kind of draws some attention as a kicker.
Oh, yeah. Every room I go into, is that really your last name? Yeah. Yes, it is.
Could be a good conversation starter for the scouts, though.
Oh, yeah. It really is. It really is.
I'm sure I'm not the first person to ask you about that, though.
No, you're not.
We probably got that all through high school.
Oh, high school through everything. I mean, I remember when I made my longest field goal in high school. The headline was "Longest makes the longest," and it was from there. That was it.
How far? How long was it?
52.
Excellent. Thank you.
It was. I mean, it's always been, you know, in the back of my mind. Going to the school I was going to, I didn't think I would get that much attention, but I ended up getting a lot of attention, and I ended up being real fun, and I ended up coming here, which has been, you know, opportunity of a lifetime, and it's going to be, I can't wait till kick tomorrow.
When any scouts visit you on campus?
Yes, I had, I believe, 22 teams come out, and a couple of them came out twice out of the 32, and it was I can't name them all, but more came out than I thought that was going to come out, actually.
I was going to say, were you surprised that they found you at that level?
Yeah. I had Gary Smith from the Jets come out last year, and he gave me my initial evaluation, told my coach, you know, I'm probably not going to want to play baseball next year, you know, because I'm going to have a shot. And from then, they just kept coming, and I was getting real surprised. It was, ended up a lot came through.
So by the time December came, were you surprised when you got the invite to the combine, or were you expecting
that? I was hoping for it. I wasn't really expecting it, just because, you know, where I come from, it's. I mean, I was, you know, surprised as all could be when I did end up getting it, and it was. And then I found out only four place kickers were coming this year, and that was real exciting.
When was the first time you actually kicked?
I was 9 years old. Our Pee Wee team needed a kicker, and I was the quarterback. And they were like, "You think you can put it through the uprights?" I was like, "I could probably put it through the uprights from, you know, 40 yards out as a 9 year old." So, and from then on, it was my dad and me. And I've never had a coach or anything. I've been coaching myself for quite a long time now.
How'd you end up at
Insania? My brother's best friend actually went there. He was the quarterback. They were allowing me to play both sports. It was going to be real cheap for my parents, and it was only 50 minutes from my house, so it was nice to be able to go home whenever I had a chance to. And graduating from there, I know I'll get a job if this doesn't turn out.
Last question. So when you're working, did they just kind of pick you because of your last name, or was it because you were the best athlete? Or?
I would hope it's because I was the best athlete. I'm a pretty good all-around athlete, I would say. I wouldn't put myself as a normal. I mean, I don't want to, you know, knock down the kickers, but I mean, I can chase a ball. I can dunk a basketball. I can do quite a few things.
How many tackles did you make on kickoff?
This year, I believe I had six. Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Both teams, I believe.